Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I am so pleased that you have joined me today because we're going to continue on in another message, which I've entitled Establishing Priorities. And if you didn't catch the broadcast as we laid the foundation, please feel free to go to the UnveiledChrist.org website and just click on the broadcast, and they are archived there for several years. You can listen at your own convenience and at a time convenient to you. So we began looking at what is a priority, why should we choose them, and today we're going to be looking at how to develop priorities. But first of all, priority, just by way of review, it's by definition, it's something that takes precedence as in importance, superiority in rank, position, or privilege. And for example, in terms of relation to people, for example, your family would take priority over of your friends. If there's a need in the family, that's where your first responsibility is. And of course, our primary responsibility, our primary priority for a Christian is to be devoted to the Lord, to become His disciple, to fulfill that first and greatest commandment, to love the Lord your God with all of your heart, mind, soul, strength, all that we are. That's the first and greatest commandment. And so we want to please the Lord. If you love someone, right, you want to make them happy. You want to please them. And so that's the Lord for a Christian. That should be their first priority. But then there are many other areas in terms of providing harmony and balance in our lives where we need to set priorities. So having said all that, let's go on now on how do we develop priorities. And there's three ways that I'm going to share with you. It's determined how we develop them is simply by the choices that we make. Now, beloved, in every day of our lives, consciously or unconsciously, we are making decisions. That's the amazing power of choice that we have. God gave man, He gave the angelic beings free will. And when He did that, He opened Himself for so much heartache. But He was willing to do that. Why? Because He wanted those created beings, whether they were angels or man, to be able to love Him reciprocally because of a choice of His will. Because otherwise, if we didn't have free will, we'd just be robots, we'd be slaves, we'd just, you know, do whatever He wanted. But that's not the nature of our God. Our God is a loving, gracious, wonderful being. He's the most wonderful being in the whole universe. And we can't even if you walk with the Lord for years and years and years, you'll never be able to comprehend His fullness. In fact, even when we're face to face with Him, it will be an ongoing adventure throughout eternity, beginning to appreciate and understand the greatness and the wonder and the awesomeness of our God. So we'll never get bored in heaven, beloved. And God doesn't want us bored here. So one of the ways we won't get bored is if we develop priorities. So I just said, how do we develop them? By the choices we make. So first of all, number one, we can make a definite decision. We can choose after evaluation and thought, what is the order of importance in our lives? And, you know, you never may have thought about these things, but trust me, they're really important. And we're going to be looking at Scripture just to show you how important these things are, these matters. Now, it's important for us to make a definite decision. And then it's important we have God's input. Obviously, the Lord is the most important thing, but He has given His Word so that we can have wisdom. What I'm thinking about right now, I have known some people over the years. For example, I'm thinking of one woman in particular. This goes back decades. And she really loved the Lord. And she was just, her whole interest was nothing but spiritual. But she did that to the neglect of her family. Her children were not really a priority. And beloved, while her desire to serve the Lord was wonderful, she needed to allow herself to be disciplined by the Word of God. Because if we have children, that is a priority from the Lord. That is a responsibility, a God-given responsibility, because no one gets a child by accident. And if you'll hear me, there's no woman that gets pregnant by accident. And even unless, of course, it was a matter of rape, but in most instances, a woman, even if it's outside of marriage, she has chosen to take that step, which is very unwise, and is called fornication in the Bible, and God has definite feelings about that. So, first of all, we can make a definite decision. What is important to us. And then many times also, there's the pressure, we make decisions by the pressure of circumstances or others. Sometimes there are circumstances that just pressure us into making a quick decision. Sometimes we don't have a choice. And for example, let me give an example. There's a child who is school age, there's the pressure of a parent to go to school or to go to church, for example. And this is a case of godly submission. And I want to mention here that godly pressure or submission is always for our good, whether it's for a child-parent relationship or perhaps a church relationship. When the pastor would put some a pressure on you, and by that it just might be the pressure of counsel, the pressure of what the Word says, it is for your good, regardless of how you think or feel. For example, you might say, I don't want to go to church. You're in a spiritual funk, you're in a battle. And some friends, you know, say, well, we really missed you at church. Well, they're not trying to interfere, but they're exerting godly pressure, if you will, by their words, because the Word says, forsake not the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is. And especially when you're in a battle, that's when you need to be in church more than anything. Beloved, we are in spiritual warfare, severe warfare in these days in which we live. And it's easy to be picked off if you're all by yourself. And so the best thing you can do if you're in a battle right now is to go, and if you're not in a good church, find a good church. God will lead you. God will direct you. But you need to hear the ministry of the Word, the whole counsel of God, so you will you'll be equipped. You'll have the wisdom that you need. And so, yes, sometimes we are pressured by circumstances or by others. And in the case of an employer relationship, for example, they have the authority. As you read Paul, you read the New Testament, Paul is very clear on how we should submit to those in authority, even the authority of the law, civil authority, unless at some point in time they make us choose between what the civil authority says and what God says. And then there's not a question. We have to do what God says. So, beloved, we For example, in the place of a bad work situation and you don't have a godly employer and they're making life difficult for you, well, the point is, even in that bad situation, you react like a Christian. You submit. You do what is necessary. And then you can ask God to get you out of there and get you another position, another job, if you've done everything you could, including praying for that ungodly employer. You see what I mean? So there's decisions that are made by circumstances or by others, the pressure that's put on us. And then also, thirdly, hopefully we can complete this developing priorities for this broadcast. The last way is by making no decision. You can actually make a choice, beloved, by apathy or default. Sometimes we just drift into habits. They become a way of life. You know, I have someone that is close to me, and one of their favorite saying is, well, it'll just work itself out. And I want to say, it's not going to just work itself out. You've got to make some choices. Well, you can see the kind of person I am is like, let's get things done, okay? And things just don't happen. You have to schedule. You have to plan. You have to make priorities. You have to decide on priorities. And so by not choosing or under pressure by others, we can develop attitudes or behaviors that will not put us in control of our lives. And beloved, God has given to man authority. He gave him originally, before sin entered the world, authority and dominion over the earth. That was his metron, if you will, his arena of authority. And many times, like a child, the parents have control over them. And that's godly. That's meant by the Lord to be trained in the ways of godliness. But in terms of our own life as an adult, it begins with self. We need to have control over those areas that God would have us responsible for. We need to make those right decisions. Well, my time is just flying by. I have some scripture to share with you on this last point, but we'll have to do that on tomorrow's broadcast. And as I bring this broadcast to a close, I just want to thank my dear UCM partners. They're really family to me. They're really, I have a very personal relationship with those who write every month or more. Sometimes they write more frequently. And I just invite you to become part of my spiritual family. The announcer will give our contact information. And until tomorrow, I love you. This is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,